Okay, so libraries need to be on the watch for new ways to serve their consumers. Well, the University of Michigan's Shapiro Undergraduate Library appears to be taking that advice to heart. The library, known to students on campus as The Ugly, has unveiled a brand new napping station. Here to tell us more is Steve Griffiths. He's a senior supervisor for the library. Steve, where did this idea come from?
So, Cindy, the idea actually came from the students. Specifically, Central Student Government approached the library and said that they have heard from students that they would like to have a napping station in the library. So, of course, we thought, a napping station? What's that?
So did we.
They submitted a proposal to us and talked about what they thought it could look like. They actually conducted surveys with students to see if, you know, there was interest in a napping station and what their primary concerns would be with something like that. They brought in a professor of neurology, Shelley Hirschner, who works with college sleep disorders, the College Sleep Disorder Clinic, and she, you know, brought us some really interesting information about, you know, the positive effects that a brief nap can have on alertness and academic performance. So when Central Student Government brought us this idea, we decided to, you know, see if we could implement it. And sure enough, it turned out it was pretty simple.
So give me an idea what it looks like. You put it in kind of a quiet corner of the library?
Actually, here's the trick. So our operation is actually 24/7, and it's a really busy library. So last week, for example, you know, it is exam time. We had approximately 60,000 visitors to our just this one building.
Wow.
So our primary concern with a napping station is when a student is asleep, and we've actually seen this before because, of course, students are tired. They're, you know, they're spending all of their time studying and working and doing extracurricular activities. So we see students passing out in the library all the time, just at their tables that they're studying at. And, you know, our concern there is, you know, they're not alert. You know, their laptop could be, you know, sitting in their backpack.
Sure.
So, you know, sometimes we go around and actually wake students up when they're alone because we just want to make sure they're okay. Because if somebody's out cold, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, there's nothing wrong.
Definitely.
So our trick with this was actually to not put it in a quiet area. We put it off to the side on the first floor. And the reason we did that was because, one, it's a very visible area. And the idea is it's safer to have something like a napping station in an area that has a lot of people in it. It's also near to library staff, and we check on it regularly just to make sure that the students who are taking a nap are okay.
Yeah, because you don't want somebody conked out and being there for hours.
Exactly, and that's the thing, is that it's not a sleeping zone. It is a napping station with, you know, with the idea that a brief nap, you know, 10 to 30 minutes is the best thing for, you know, for improving alertness and performance.
Now, I have to ask you, what about the pillows, health concerns, germs?
So, like I said, the cots that we have there now, which the students seem to really like, they're very simple, but they are vinyl, and we have sanitary wipes that students can wipe down before they nap. We also have pillows that have disposable pillowcases.
Oh, like you'd see in a doctor's office.
Exactly. So we've got those. So it's kind of self-monitoring. You know, if somebody wants to take a nap, they can change out the pillow. They can wipe down the cot. And so far, that seems to be working.
And I would suspect other libraries are watching what you're doing, because if it's working for you, it could work for them.
I would hope so.
I have one more question.
Sure.
Can you put one here at Michigan Radio, please?
Sure. We'll bring one on down.
Steve Griffiths, Senior Supervisor for the Shapiro Undergraduate Library at the University of Michigan. Thanks for talking with us, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Cindy.